Donald Trump leads or ties Joe Biden in 75% of 2024 swing states, polls show. By Wendell Hasebo on March 14, 2024. Former President Donald Trump leads or is tied with President Joe Biden in 6 of the 8 2024 swing states, state polling shows. Taken as a whole, the surveys are significant due to Biden's 2020 victories in all 8 of the states now considered 2024 battlegrounds. The most recent polling in each state depicts Trump's dramatic lead. 1. Michigan. Trump plus 4 points, Emerson College. 2. Wisconsin. Trump plus 9 points, Emerson College. 3. Minnesota. Biden plus 8 points, Florida Atlantic University Political Communication and Public Opinion Research Lab/Main Street Research. 4. Pennsylvania. Trump ties Biden, even, Fox News. 5. Georgia. Trump plus 7 points, YouGov. 6. Arizona. Trump plus 5 points, Fox News. 7. Nevada. Trump plus 18 points, Emerson College. 8. Virginia. Biden plus 6 points, Florida Atlantic University Political Communication and Public Opinion Research Lab/Main Street Research. Trump's polling lead over Biden is due to the ongoing political realignment upending Biden's 2024 intersectional coalition, Republican insiders told Breitbart News. The swing states needed to win the White House are all coming back to Trump, Republican strategist Garrett Ventry told Breitbart News. He is building a winning diverse coalition of working-class voters and minority voters. It's simple, they know Joe Biden's policies harmed them, and Donald Trump's policies helped them, he added. Democrat inroads with Black, Latino, and Asian voters deteriorated to the lowest point in 60 years. Polling from Gallup and Siena College recently revealed Hispanic and Black men could vote for Trump in proportions not seen in American politics since the 1950s. Biden's disastrous open border, out-of-control crime, crippling inflation, and third-world lawfare against his political rival is catapulting Trump back into the White House, said Mike Davis, founder and president of the pro-Trump Article 3 Project. Related exclusive, large group of migrants from many nations crosses border into Arizona. The non-white identification with Democrats is at its lowest since the 1960s, before the Civil Rights Movement and the 1964 election which aligned Black voters with the Dems and against the GOP. Financial Times columnist and chief data reporter John Byrne Murdoch explained on X. The political realignment is also among class and income demographics. In 2020, the richest third of voters favored the Dems for the first time, and the Republicans improved with the poorest, Byrne Murdoch wrote. The GOP now appeals to working and middle-class voters of all ethnicities. Caroline Levitt, the national press secretary for the Trump campaign, said Biden's deteriorating support is due to his far-left policies that do not resonate with independents. There are more than 100 polls showing President Trump crushing Joe Biden, including recent polling that has him leading in every key battleground state and winning independents by double digits, Levitt said. Joe Biden no longer has a base as key Democrat constituencies such as African Americans, Hispanic Americans, and women are supporting President Trump because they are sick and tired of Crooked Joe's record high inflation, open borders, crime and chaos, she added. Trump appeared to spur the realignment in 2016, forcing the Republican Party to identify with working-class citizens instead of college-educated, upper-income, and big-business voters, according to Patrick Ruffini, the co-founder of Echelon Insights. Trump may have perfectly embodied this old Republican stereotype, but under his watch, the party now has more people in it on the bottom half of the economic ladder, without college diplomas, Ruffini explained in Time. This is a net positive for the GOP's ability to win elections in the future, given that more than 6 in 10 voters don't have a college degree. But what's different in 2024 is an election playing out under an umbrella of economic anxiety, he continued. And that's pushing more working-class voters into Trump's camp, especially non-white voters commonly aligned with the Democratic Party. Wendell Hasebo is a political reporter with Breitbart News and a former GOP War Room analyst. He is the author of Politics of Slave Morality. Follow Wendell on X at Wendell Hasebo or on Truth Social at Wendell Hasebo.